I'm Rob Cisternino, and I am ready for you guys to hear about all of the most interesting news stories happening on the week of Tuesday, August 2nd, 2016, here on News AF.
If the story is buzzing like it's on crystal meth, it's about to be News AF.
Yes.
The same old news makes
Rob C. on the mic.
It's time for some News AF.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, that's right. We are back and fired up, ready to go here on the News AF, talking about all of these most interesting stories. And we're ready. Tyson Apostle has done several lines of cocoa powder this morning.
Not yet. I'm waiting.
Not yet.
Oh, yeah. I'm waiting. So one of our listeners, I think her name is Michael. M-I-C-H-A-L. How do you pronounce that?
M-I-C-H-A-L?
Yeah.
McCall?
Danny, you get a try too.
McCall is where I want to go with that, but I'm going to say Mickle.
Mickle.
Or Michal.
Yeah.
Michal.
Whatever.
Yeah, it's hard.
So she was kind enough to send me some, because she, here's her, last week we did the cocoa powder story about how teens are snorting that to party hard, because it's a healthy alternative to, I assume, cocaine.
Yes.
And she's like, cocoa isn't all it's cracked up to be. You guys are thinking it's a delicious chocolatey treat, but it's not.
It's not that good.
So she sent me this. Yeah. So she's like, here, try this and see if you would really enjoy snorting this in the club. And I was like, I don't enjoy going to clubs in the first place. So
yeah,
I'm not hardcore enough to snort this, but I'm going to rub it on my gums, which is the amateur move.
Good idea.
Mm-hmm.
So, now the question is, has she committed a federal crime by sending that across state lines to you?
No, I don't think so. Maybe.
Yeah. Okay.
So we're going to open it up here.
Are you doing it? You're doing it for real. This is not a drill.
Really doing this.
All right.
If this was China, we wouldn't be able to broadcast.
Tyson is holding up a canister of Hershey's cocoa for you guys listening to the podcast. And then he is peeling it back. And now.
Oh, he's got a long pinky nail. He's going to scoop it up.
Yeah, he's got a long nail. And he's dipping his pinky into the Hershey's cocoa.
Oh, he's rubbing it on his gums.
Yeah, he's just really, and he's brushing his teeth now with the cocoa powder. Tyson, how do you feel? How do you feel?
It hasn't hit me yet.
Yeah.
It will.
It hasn't hit me yet.
With that cowboy hat and your teeth looking that way, it just looks like you've got some chaw all coating your teeth.
Mm.
Yeah. I'm not as disappointed in the flavor as I thought I'd be. It still tastes chocolatey, but it's just that powdered baking cocoa, you know.
Yeah. All right.
So
I think you should snort it.
Made a little bit of a mess.
Try that with the sex dust next.
Think I should snort it?
Yeah.
Okay.
Just a little.
Let me go get it. That's only, that's only $800,000 a snort.
Okay. All right. Well, we could try that later on. Of course, here with us is the Eye in the Sky, Danny Bryson. Danny, how are you?
Eye in the Sky, the voice of reason. I don't know if I can be the eye in the sky anymore. I crashed my drone, and so no longer will I be seeing things from the sky.
How did you crash the drone, Danny?
I backed it into a tree. Classic case of drone.
What do you mean you
crashing.
Backed it into? The drones can go backwards?
Yeah, they can go backwards, forwards. They can just, they're all over the place.
Like, I understand if you back your car into a tree, it's like, I didn't even see that tree behind me, but how do you, did you not see a tree behind your drone?
Yeah, I wasn't really paying attention.
Mm.
And then it smashed into a tree. The battery popped out. It fell about 25 feet. But I've sent it in, you know, and so soon maybe I can regain the title Eye in the Sky. But for now, I'm just the man on the ground.
All right, the man on the ground.
Did you collect the insurance info from the tree?
Yeah, it didn't give me any. Just lots of sap.
Oh.
Very sad story to start off today.
Sorry. That is...
Quick question really here sad. From Austin Rhodes here in the Facebook chat wants to know, what do you guys like the best? Honey mustard, barbecue sauce, or ranch? No cop-out answers like, oh, I like all three. I don't know what to choose. Tyson?
What are the three again? Honey mustard, barbecue, or ranch?
Yeah.
Barbecue is the only one I can even tolerate.
Wow.
What are we dipping? What are we dipping?
I think a chicken nugget.
I'm going to go with, I like ranch. I know Tyson has that disgusting. God. Yeah, there he is.
Boy,
the man who rubs cocoa on his gums is judging me.
I'm feeling
honey
a
mustard
real buzz right now.
Can be really good on things, but I think just in a vacuum, I think I'll say barbecue, but it's close for me. And ranch is a distant third for me.
Yeah, so if you're eating chicken nuggets in space, in the vacuum of space, that's what you would eat.
Yes, yes.
If there was only ranch.
All right. Mm-hmm. Well, let's get into our news stories because we got a lot of ground to cover today. And let's start off with a story which really made the rounds this week. Down in Florida, a man was arrested by the Florida police when they stopped him at a routine traffic stop and noticed that he had methamphetamine all over the floor of his car. And even though the man insisted that he did not have any crystal meth on his person, they took him in, and it turned out that it was the frosting from a bunch of Krispy Kreme donuts that he had eaten in his car. Danny, is this going to stop you from eating any future donuts?
You know, I really wonder, when you take crystal meth, are you just going like aggro right into a handful of crystal meth so that it's all over you? Is that how crystal meth is consumed?
Yes.
Yes. Oh, Tyson says yes.
Our resident drug taker says yes. You know what? Yeah, I'm going to clean up when I eat my donuts. Maybe have the donut on my lap so they know I'm eating a donut.
Yeah.
I mean, just something to signal to the police officer that these are donut crumbs, not meth or bath salts.
So when the cops make a mistake like this, do you get reimbursed for the time you spent in jail?
I don't believe so. I think that you might be able to like file some sort of a suit against them, but I don't think it's like there's like a you get like your day rate or something like that back.
You know, the joke here is that if a cop should be able to identify anything, it would be the crumbs of a donut.
Yeah.
Isn't that the obvious joke?
Yeah.
Yeah. That's funny. That is the obvious joke.
That's funny. I watched a 8-minute interview with this guy who was stopped on the website that this is from the MiamiHerald.com. And I couldn't believe nobody cut this guy off. I mean, he was going on and on and on about the story. It's like, well, it all started when I was going to take my friend, and he took his friend to go to chemotherapy. And he's like, on Wednesdays, I like to stop and get a donut. And I was driving around, and then the police, they stopped me and they wanted to search my car. And I was like, and really, like, they just, there's like a person just holding the microphone there for just letting this guy go on and on and on. Like, there's no question. It's just this guy is telling his story for so long.
There's no question that this guy has been doing meth. It's just they didn't catch him in the act.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So they stopped him, that they felt like he wasn't doing he didn't do a complete stop at a stop sign. And they said to him, like, hey, we want to search your car. And so his deal with them was like, if I let you search my car, will you not give me a ticket? And they said, okay.
The cops, they're good people.
Yeah, I didn't know you could make that deal. And then they
you can make a lot of deals, but they can go back on any of them.
Oh, okay. Well, you need to get it in writing, I think.
Yeah,
yeah, have a lawyer or on there. Video.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then he went ahead, and then they said, like, oh, wait, this is all, you have methamphetamine all over your car. He's like, no, I don't. And they got into a real, like, well, what should he have done, Tyson, if you were in that spot?
He should probably not have let them search his car.
Yeah.
But because they need a warrant to search your car, I believe, or some type of, they need a different law to search your car than just asking to search your car. But if they don't search your car, sometimes they'll just hold you there forever, or sometimes they'll give you a ticket, but they might give you a ticket anyways. And it sounds like it actually worked out worse for him to let him search his car.
Yeah.
So you have nothing to hide, and you can let him search your car, but they can always find something, like, you know, donut crumbs. I've had an officer threatened to search. He wanted to search my car, and I told him he could, but he refused to. And he just kept me on the side of the road being like, am I going to find any drugs in this car? I was like, no, none. And he's like, well, can I search it? And I was like, sure. And he's like, well, am I going to find drugs in it? You can just tell me, I'm cool. And I was like, well,
yeah, I'm a cool cop.
I'm cool.
You can talk to me about anything.
It was really a
super bad.
It was a 3-hour ordeal. It was so long. And, he kept just going. Yeah, it was. So I went down to the station and complained to his sheriff, who was asleep at the time. So we had to wake him up and get him down to the police station. And then they let me go. And then I got caught skinny dipping in an apartment complex pool the very next night, and guess which officer showed up on the scene? The same guy who had kept me on the side of the road for 3 hours the night before.
And then you complained about him to his boss?
Correct.
Okay.
He made eye contact, and he said, get out of here. Is this your pool? I was like, no. And he's like, you have to be out in 20 minutes. I'm going to park my cop car over there and make sure that you drive away.
20
like,
minutes?
Okay, cool.
That's like a long amount of time to really... Yeah.
You could have had a poo and a piss and lots of time. But let me point something out here with Tyson. I was with Tyson once when he got pulled over, and he had Led Zeppelin playing at 11, and the officer came up to the window, and Tyson turned the Led Zeppelin down from 11 to 10. And so the officer was trying to talk to Tyson, but the music was so loud that we couldn't even hear the police officer, and Tyson didn't turn it down until the officer finally asked. So I could kind of see why an officer would want to hold Tyson for 3 hours, because that's how he rolls.
Hmm.
Yeah. Usually that music trick works.
Yeah. Well, what's the trick? You just say to the police officer, like, eventually you just plead, like, oh, I couldn't hear what you were saying because the music was too loud.
No, they get too frustrated with trying to communicate with you that they just are like, well, he'll give you a warning. And you're like, what? And then he drives away and you're like, oh, I guess he left. Danny witnessed one of the few times I actually got a ticket because I got a ticket.
Yeah, he did get a ticket. And I thought, dude, why didn't you turn your music down? Tyson's like, this is my thing. This is what I do.
This is what I do. How often are you pulled over by the police?
I haven't been pulled over for probably 5 years.
Okay.
That might have been the last time I got pulled over, actually.
Yeah. What would you do if you were in this position where you have donut crumbs on the floor of your car, Tyson, and the police are saying that you have methamphetamine?
Oh, dude. My head would explode in rage. Oh, my God. I would call my dad to get his lawyer's number, and then I would call that lawyer, and then I... Because, you know you're innocent.
Mm-hmm.
That's the crazy thing. But no matter what you say, you can't convince these people that you're innocent. So it's just like, oh, I can't even imagine the frustration, actually.
Yeah. Could you do say like, hey, let's go down to Krispy Kreme right now, that it's all on me. Let me show you that this is the same stuff that comes off of the donut. Danny, what if you had the receipt from the donuts?
What if the dealer is at Krispy Kreme? He works at the drive through window. I mean.
Hmm.
That's not going to cut you any slack.
Yeah. Then you're at least leading them to the source.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Tyson.
That guy sold it to me.
If you were in the meth game, though, now, would you use this story to, like, would you just have, like, boxes of Krispy Kreme around your car? And then you get stopped and they just say, like, but listen, okay, honest mistake. I get it. You're falling for the Krispy Kreme thing again. It's obviously, these are donuts. This is not methamphetamine.
Here's the thing. I think most meth dealers probably don't travel with meth sprinkle all over the interior of their car.
Mm.
And I think that most meth heads probably don't have cars to sprinkle meth on.
Yes.
Yes.
That's interesting.
Like, the sprinkling of the meth around the car's interior is a little interesting. I think that's... not a very common occurrence.
Yeah.
I think most people that are buying meth want to use every single piece of it they can. And people who are selling it want to sell every single piece they can. So sprinkling it in the carpet of your car seems like a waste.
You know, Danny, it's interesting to me that really methamphetamine and Krispy Kreme donuts are completely opposite products, where one makes you very, like, skinny and makes you move fast, and you really it's a stimulant. The Krispy Kreme donut is more of a depressant. No,
yeah, but they're both
it's a downer. Yeah,
it's a downer.
Yeah, so maybe he was planning on eating the donuts, then hitting the meth, you know, to pick himself back up and bring him
counteract.
Back.
That's why they sell coffee there, right?
Yeah. But both are addictive. Everyone's taking drugs. It's just different levels of intensity.
Mm.
You know, this is a low level. The donuts are just low level intensity. The meth is just high. So the cops had a case either way. If it turned out to be donut dust or meth dust, the guy's still taking drugs.
Yeah, but only one of them is illegal.
Yeah, well.
They have a better lobby.
Who cares? Yeah. Just arrest people.
Who cares? Just arrest people.
Yeah, get those quotas up.
Yeah. Tyson, do you think that this is a net win for Krispy Kreme? Is this good PR for them?
Yeah, I think so. I think definitely more meth heads are going to start buying their donuts when they have extra money. And they're so good.
See, I feel like that methamphetamine makes you not hungry. I feel like you would not want donuts if you were doing a lot of meth.
Yeah, but you'd want to cover up your meth with donuts.
Hmm. To who?
Is it illegal to eat and drive?
I don't think so.
Just not doesn't count as distracted driving?
Oh, no. It could, I think. I think it could.
It could? What would have to happen?
You'd have to be driving a little recklessly.
Yeah, what, like two hands on a donut?
Swerving or having like a coffee in one hand and a donut in the other and on your phone, driving with your elbows.
Or you try to make a sharp right-hand turn, your hands are too stickies and you can't get them off the steering wheel, so you can't make the turn, you crash into another car.
Hmm. Exactly. No, I had a friend get pulled over. I had a friend get pulled over that had one food item in each hand. Mm-hmm. And they were at the stoplight, and as they went, the cop just pulled them over and was like, hey, you've got both hands occupied, so that's just not safe.
Yeah, that's what I do when I eat tacos. I've got my taco, I've got my hot sauce, and I'm driving with my knees at 60 miles an hour.
Yeah,
60's not great.
Yeah.
I think you could get a ticket for that, yeah.
Tyson, what were the two food items?
I don't even remember. This was a long time ago, but it was breakfast stuff.
Breakfast stuff.
Yeah, so it was like a...
Yeah, that's not great.
Like maybe like an egg McMuffin and the hash brown or something like that.
You know, soon though, once we get to the self-driving cars, then we'll be eating all of our meals in cars.
And it will still be illegal.
No. Yeah.
You have to be aware enough to put both hands on the steering wheel at all times.
We're not talking future,
in like 5 years.
Oh, when cars don't even have steering wheels anymore.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
Oh my goodness, I'm waiting for that too.
Yeah, mm-hmm. That'll be a lot better.
You know I'm waiting for that.
You'll just take a car to go to drive-thrus, and then really, that's really the only reason why you'll even get in a car.
Yeah.
Probably. All right. Well, let's keep, if more developments come in this story. This is a story, and I don't know what's going on here. I don't know if this is like a Nathan for You type story or what, but we got a lot of requests to our email address, tips@newsaf.news. There is a restaurant that is set to open in Toronto that is a completely quote unquote poo themed restaurant. And we're not talking about Winnie the Pooh. The founder of the restaurant is claiming she is trying to make poo cute. So
I had a ton of Winnie the Pooh jokes lined up.
No, it is not Winnie the Pooh.
It's not.
It is not Winnie the Pooh. She was inspired after she visited a toilet-themed restaurant in Taiwan. So, Danny, is this a good idea on any level?
First of all, this goes totally against the message I'm trying to send to my kids who tell poop jokes all day long. Mm-hmm. Right? Here I am teaching them one thing, and the world is teaching them something else. Trying to make poop cute again? Okay, here. I know how to make her come down to earth with her idea.
Can we get that
poop
on a hat?
Yeah, make poop great again. Give her a kid who's in the middle of being potty trained and see after a week or two how cute poop is. There's nothing cute about poop. It causes disease. There's nothing cute about poop. Human waste is not attractive.
Yeah.
Not even cute little baby poops?
No, but there's no such thing as cute little baby poops. There's green baby diarrhea. Stop living in this poop fantasy world.
Yeah.
Where everything is like, oh, the best poop a human could possibly
swirl
poop out.
Tyson, who's going to this restaurant?
I think one-timers. It looks like, from the picture, it looks like it's mostly just soft-serve chocolate ice cream.
Yeah, it's a lot of chocolate ice cream is being served here. Also, that they're serving some traditional Thai, Japanese, and Korean desserts. Made from red beans with rice.
Oh, red beans and rice. That's a classic poo look.
And then diners in this restaurant will sit on fake toilets and eat their food out of a lavatory and urinal-shaped dishes. Who's backing this, Danny? Who gave this woman money?
Why can't I get money? Why can't I get money for my ideas? They're at least as good as this. And by the way,
give us an idea right off the top of your head.
Well, hold on. I'm still complaining about this place. The most disgusting thing to take any food is into a bathroom.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I just can't even take it.
What about a Cleveland steamer?
The Cleveland steamer. Yeah, that's it. The Cleveland steamer. Those Toronto steamer. I wonder if that's a dish.
She says, it's funny to put food and poop together. It's a great comparison. It stayed in my mind for a long time. As soon as I finished school, I said, okay, I'm going to bring this restaurant to Toronto.
Mm. Maybe Toronto's the only one, the only city in the world that's willing to. I mean, the toilet themed restaurant, I think, is just ramen out of a toilet bowl shaped toilet dish thing.
Mm-hmm.
So this is completely different. This is like, oh, it looks like you're eating poo, and maybe it feels like you're eating poo. I don't know.
Yeah, you wouldn't know. Yeah, we need to send one of our Toronto listeners over to the scene and see what's going on there. Is this just like some art project, or is this actually a real place?
Yeah, I think it's like a Nathan For You thing. I think it's just.
I don't think so. I think it's real, but I think it's going to be out of business soon. There's a novelty. There's a certain novelty to it. I mean, we're talking about it, and Rob's in California, and Danny and I are in Utah. That's a long ways away from Toronto.
Yeah. All right. Well, we'll see if we can get somebody over there to do some surveillance and reconnaissance on what's going on here in the Poop Cafe dessert bar.
And speaking of poop, let's go on to the next story, because that's going to generate some interesting looking turds.
Okay. What a transition from Danny. Taco Bell this week announced a new innovation. They're calling it the Cheetos Burrito. It is a normal Taco Bell burrito that is also stuffed with Cheetos. This product will be test launching in Cincinnati soon and will cost $1. Boy, I feel like we're really doing a lot of Cheetos stories lately, Tyson.
Cheetos are hot right now.
They're hot. Well, not spicy Cheetos. That's something different.
Yeah. I mean, right. I guess we should have really gotten in on this Cheetos craze early and dumped all our money into them.
Yeah.
Can you snort Cheeto dust? Will that get you high or just give you brain damage?
It'll hurt.
Yes.
Yeah. Well, be careful if you get pulled over by the police after eating one of these in your car.
Nothing. I haven't been doing anything, officer. they already have a cheesy Frito burrito, which is with Frito corn chips.
They have the Dorito tacos, too, which are
but
delicious.
This is identical. The beefy Frito burrito has corn chips, nacho cheese, beef, and rice, and it's $1. So all they're doing is substituting the Fritos for the Cheetos. Ooh.
Okay.
Tyson that got rhymed. What?
Yeah.
Fritos and Cheetos.
You've written a song, a rap song.
Danny, does this intrigue you at all?
When I saw this article, I asked my kids if they would eat there because, you know, if a kid will eat there, it's probably golden. And they both said yes. So I think that I would try it if my kids purchased it.
Would you eat this at 60 miles an hour?
Yes. It's going to require a hot sauce for sure, because all my Taco Bell dishes require hot sauce.
Yes.
Yes. I will eat this with hot sauce.
Okay. Time Magazine is reporting that Brand Eating reports. So I guess that this is a taste test. The Cheetos added a light crunch, but not as much cheesiness as I'd expected / hoped for. So it is giving you the crunch, but not necessarily the cheese, Tyson.
Well, I thought you were going to make a rhyme and be like, it's giving you the crunch, but not the punch, a.k.a.
the cheese. Yes.
Yeah, but that's why they have nacho cheese all over it. But yeah, you can't taste anything with those. I mean, with the mixture of liquid cheese, taco beef, the seasoned rice, and whatever bodily fluids the chef chooses to add himself, right. You're not going to taste the Cheetos.
The Cheetos might actually bury the taste of the bodily fluids, which
would be good or bad. Right.
The biggest upside here is that people are saying that you can eat the Cheetos without getting your fingers covered in the Cheeto dust. So that a selling point for you, Tyson?
No, not especially.
No.
I don't care about the Cheeto dust on my fingers. How about you?
No, I don't think so. I mean, I probably am not going to eat this. Like, this is like in the category of what do you have to pay me to eat one of these? Like, I'm not going to be in the category of people who are going to pay currency for this.
Mm.
Okay.
I'll probably eat it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm not a big Taco Bell guy.
I go to Taco Bell
Nobody
once a
is.
Week.
No, some people are. Some people swear by Taco Bell is the best. I never got it.
It's a delicious restaurant. I go all the time, guys.
Yeah.
Come on.
But the last time somebody said Taco Bell is the best was about 10 to 15 years ago.
No, no, you're wrong. People love it. Some people love it.
Still?
My brother swears by it, yeah.
You know what Cheetos should do? They should give out those hospital gloves with a bag of Cheetos.
Yeah.
Right? Oh. Would that be nice of them?
Yeah. What about...
There's my business idea.
Tyson.
So your Cheetos all taste like silicone?
Could you eat Cheetos with a fork? Or a fork would probably break it. What about like tweezers? Too bougie?
Yeah, like the tongs, like the barbecue tongs?
Yeah.
Yeah, you could do that.
The best way to eat Cheetos is to have someone else feed them to you.
Oh, yes. Oh. And get somebody else's hands dirty.
Yeah.
Until they lick their fingers, then it's game over.
Oh,
no,
chopsticks.
You lick their fingers.
Chopsticks.
You lick their fingers?
Yeah, of course.
Chopsticks.
Yeah.
But that's only one Cheeto at a time, dude. To get like the full flavor effect of a Cheeto, you need a mouthful.
Mm-hmm. You could probably do two or three with a chopstick, I think.
Yeah, but a whole handful?
Yeah.
No.
All right, let's...
I think the best way is you dump the bag into your mouth.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. All right, let's talk about another story. This is something that we actually covered on the post-show recap Seinfeld podcast this past week, but a lot of people thought it was also news AF worthy. A man got brought into court this week after attempting to replicate a scam scene on Seinfeld. Of course, Michigan offers the highest exchange rate on cans, but it's illegal to bring cans from one state to another to make extra money, as Kramer and Newman attempted to do. A man was pulled over for speeding in Michigan, and they discovered his car was packed with cans that he was bringing from Kentucky to Michigan. And if he's found guilty, he could face up to 5 years in prison. All right, Danny, should it be illegal to take cans from one state into Michigan?
Things you can't take across state lines. What is it? Cigarettes? Booze, people that you've kidnapped, and then cans. I mean, it kind of seems like out of all of those, the cans is the most ridiculous. I mean, what does it matter? Don't we want to recycle? What is this guy going to do otherwise? Just push the cans into a ditch somewhere?
Hmm.
Is recycling important or not?
Is it stealing?
Here's my take on the whole case, and this is a case per case basis.
A case of cans.
Yeah, the case of cans. This man's from Kentucky, maybe the most impoverished state in the country. Let him make a few extra bucks. Are you sure?
I'm pretty sure.
Okay. Well, Kentucky's
we'll
up there.
We'll fact check that.
Yeah, okay. I definitely know that some of the poorest counties in the country are from Kentucky. It's like, if this guy's willing to drive all the way up there to recycle, let him recycle wherever. Or, here's a better idea, why not make the recycling returns equal across the board?
Hmm.
Mm-hmm.
It's a fair point.
Then we wouldn't have this issue.
Is this man, should he be looked at as a hero for being an environmentalist?
Yes.
Yeah, he's going above and beyond what I would ever be willing to do.
Yeah. I mean, it's really, though, I mean, if it's an extra 5 cents, I guess even if he's getting 10 cents, I mean, it's really not a huge windfall. Unless
he has 40 million cans.
Does he have 40 million cans? Is that what, I mean, 40 million cans, could you transport that?
I mean, if you crushed them down real small, probably. I don't know how many cans he had in his car. That's the other thing we'd have to take into account. Because if he's making an extra 50 to 100 bucks, give it to the man. But if he's making an extra like $85,000 on his deal, that's, I think, where you have to start questioning it.
Yeah.
$85,000.
Again, where
is that in cans?
Where did he get all these cans from? Were they on the street? Did he pick them up? Like, was he also cleaning up litter?
That's the thing. If he's doing that, then you also have to give this man a medal.
Yeah,
let's just assume
the president
best.
Of the United States, get a picture with that guy, and get a medal from him.
Yeah.
Yep. I totally agree. He should get a medal made of aluminum.
So we talk a lot about when the punishments do not fit the crime on this show. What do you think about this idea of 5 years in prison if he's found guilty of this, Tyson?
I don't think much of it at all, Rob. So, I think it's definitely extreme, but he won't do 5 years. That's that's whatever law they can link to what they're doing. But I think he's going to get off with just maybe a minor fine, and he'll, I guess, never recycle again.
Yeah.
Jeez.
Danny could. Yeah. Who loses in this case? Mother Earth.
Mother Earth does.
Gaia. Mother Earth.
Gaia's the victim.
Yeah.
And yeah, this poor man was just trying to do his best.
All right. We will see if we have any updates on this. We are trying to get a hold of the man's attorney for the Seinfeld podcast to discuss when we get to the bottle deposit episode of Seinfeld.
Tyson, why don't you offer him your dad's attorney?
Sounded I like. Could.
Yeah, maybe yeah. You should do that.
Okay.
Yeah, maybe I will.
All right. Let's talk about another story. Tyson was all over this one about a big problem that's going on with the nuts of the United States of America are under attack, Tyson.
Yeah.
Can you talk about why our nuts are being robbed left and right?
Yeah. So what's happening here? This is California, Rob. This is some local news for you.
Yes.
Nuts cost a premium. We all know that.
Very expensive nuts.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Very expensive. To steal a truckload of nuts is a ridiculous amount of money. And so these thieves have been stealing nuts from as they're being shipped from the farms, but they're stealing them in a way that it was hard to detect how much and what was going missing. And they've stolen probably millions of dollars. I'm just saying because I have no clue.
According to this article from CNN, over 600,000 loads of nuts were stolen last
year. Whoa. Nut loads.
That's a lot, dude.
600,000 nut loads.
Yeah, have been stolen.
That's a lot, dude, and nobody's reported those crimes.
Yeah, it's
people
huge.
Rarely report when nut loads been stolen.
Yeah. So according to Bob DeMalley, the senior director of communications at Travelers Insurance, he said one nut load can be a lot of money with nobody getting hurt. So it's sort
of
like
protein in one nut load.
I mean, I would imagine a ton. I mean, it's a huge, if you see like these huge nut loads, I mean, it's impressive.
You got to be careful when you open up those stolen truck, because you might get a nut load all over you if you open up the back of that truck and you could be buried by nut.
Right. You want to be prepared for it.
You got to be a professional.
Tyson, can we rule out squirrels?
I mean, anything's possible. A man just got arrested for possession of meth when all he had was Krispy Kreme donuts.
Well, let's not forget we've seen the birds with the knives and the monkeys with the knives. So we're seeing an animal rising. So yeah. Squirrels are a possibility.
Yeah.
Yeah, the squirrels are a possibility. I was thinking maybe as we blew the lid off of the cheese smugglers
in Canada
that were smuggling cheese into Canada. Maybe these guys have shifted their operation down to the California nut fields.
Mm, yeah. Mm-hmm. I think this would be a good movie of people that are trying to hijack these nut shipments.
Yeah, I think it would be a really great movie.
Yeah. There's also saying they say that hacking is a big part of getting these nut shipments. Like they hack the system and then they just show up with a truck and like, oh, we're here to pick up the nuts. And then they drive off with a huge nut load.
Interesting.
My goodness. That's how easy it is to get a nut load around here is just to show up and say, yeah, hey, I'm here with a truck.
Yeah, this one is for me. And then people just show up and it's a big problem.
Wow.
Well, yeah, and that's crazy. Who knew?
Yeah. And it's really driving up the prices for nuts. And the black market price for nuts. Is equal to the fair market price.
My goodness.
So it's
a strange world.
Yeah. It's a big thing. Tyson, what's your favorite nut?
Oh, just to snack on. Man, I have so many favorite nuts.
Yeah.
I like Brazil nuts.
Brazil nut.
I like cashews.
That's perfect for the Olympics.
Yeah. I like cashews, mm-hmm. which are also found in Brazil.
Yes.
And other places. And I like macadamia nuts. Those are probably my top three. Yeah.
Danny, how about you? When you are out exercising, what do you like to have?
You know, I generally eat trail mix.
Trail mix.
And I like a good peanut, salted peanut.
Oh.
Right? I'm a simple man.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All good.
With simple tastes.
Don't forget about the almond and the pistachio. Also, quite good.
Also very
quite
good.
Quite good. All right. Let's get
and walnuts.
Walnuts also. Yeah. Too much work there on the walnut for me.
Well, not if you just buy a whole bag of them at Costco that's already shelled.
I guess so. I guess so. All right. Let's keep going. Let's talk about a story coming to us from Australia. Zach Brooks sends us this story about a big issue of Australia is trying to get a good read on what religion people are in Australia. And atheists are getting upset because too many people are listing Jedi as their religion on the census, and they are not listing that they have no faith. They're saying that their religious affiliation is Jedi, and it is skewing the numbers of people that are said to believe in religion in Australia, and the atheists are getting upset about this, Tyson.
Well, I think that's presumptuous of the atheists to assume that if you are a Jedi believer, that A, you don't actually believe in that, and that B, if that was a joke, that you're automatically atheist for using that joke.
Mm.
A Christian could just as well deliver that same joke, no?
It's possible.
Yeah, I'm with you, Tyson.
So I think that's presumptuous of them. It would be nice maybe to get a real honest answer from everybody, but the atheists may not come out in the lead as much as they're hoping.
So, Danny, a group called the Atheist Foundation of Australia, they're trying to get people to stop putting this on their census. And so they have made an infographic that says, if old religious men in robes do not represent you, don't mark yourself as Jedi. Jedi and other joke religions are not placed in the no religion category, but in not defined. This makes Australia seem more religious than it really is. So mark no religion on the census.
Maybe it's just a category called joke religion.
Yeah.
To accommodate these people. Yeah.
Tyson, what was the one where the woman was putting the colander on her head? The Pastafarian?
Yeah, the spaghetti monsters.
Yes.
Yeah.
The Church of the Spaghetti Monster.
Yeah.
Do you think they get mad about those?
Oh, those definitely. People? Yeah, the atheists The atheists get enraged by anybody who doesn't take religion seriously. They get enraged by people who take their religion too seriously, or they get enraged by the people who don't take religion seriously at all.
Atheists tend to proselyte pretty hard.
Yes, yes. There are a lot of messages to share with you. Yes.
Yeah, we have a message to share with you.
It seems like they're always out
there trying to share their message way harder than even Mormons.
Yeah. Well, I think that there are two types of atheists, and it's probably true with most religions. Like, there's the atheists that are just like, hey, let me mind my own business, and there's a lot of the atheists that really want to tell you why there is nothing that you should be believing in.
Yeah, these atheists that are printing out these pamphlets and handing them out, we know what kind they are.
Right.
Yeah, they're the latter.
Now, Danny, is it possible that people in Australia actually do believe in Jedi as a religion?
Yeah, why not? You know, I'm sure that you could assemble a system of belief out of the Jedi code.
Yeah.
People
believe in the Bible.
Tyson, you once starred in a Jedi religion propaganda video.
Yeah. It got 20 million hits, bro.
Yeah. So do you take some blame for this?
You should.
I'll take a little blame. Yeah. But I mean, it's not a bad faith.
Yeah. So we'll see if the new Australian census ends up having any results because of this. Okay. One other religious story to touch on. So Tyson, you found this news story. Hopefully you can shed some light on this. There is a group that's called the Satanic Temple. That's attempting to organize after-school Satan clubs for elementary schools. I have this right?
Yeah. Yeah, I think so. First of all, I think that the article is more of like a fear piece. Like, I don't actually foresee this happening in the near or maybe even distant future because how many local Satanists would you have before you felt comfortable as a Satanist sending your child to an after-school Satan worshiping program?
Yeah, Danny, I really didn't understand what this article was talking about here. I wasn't sure if it was just like some sort of like a group. Like, it seemed to me like maybe this might be an atheist group that was like trying to say like, hey, if we're having, you know, a Bible study group, then yeah. I want to set up Satanist study. And that just goes to show you that there shouldn't be any religious study, because then why isn't my belief of Satan worship allowed to be recognized?
Well, I think there's a lot of parents out there willing to send their kids to a satanic temple after school just so that they don't have the kids at home.
Right. Right.
Right. It's like free babysitting.
I think about it.
And Right. I think most parents would be like, Satan, or have them at home. Satan,
right.
Satan, or have them at home.
Like, if they had some sort of Satanist workshop daycare group at 5 o'clock in the morning when my kids wake up, I would not think twice about sending them there from the hours of 5 a.m. to 8 a.m.
Mm-hmm. Learn the
especially if
of the
they came
Lord.
And picked the kids up.
Right, right.
Yeah.
The organization claims that they have a right to create these groups under free speech, which I believe that I've heard that you do have free speech.
I've heard of that.
There are court rulings that have permitted to have evangelical after school clubs. And they're calling their groups Educating with Satan.
Catchy. It's going to catch on.
Yes.
Yeah, it is.
Yes.
Yeah.
Reynaldo is saying atheists don't believe in Satan. Yes, I do know that. I think that what they're trying to say is that, hey, if you have evangelical school groups, then we should be able to have that. This is all a means to an end, I think, to take out the evangelical after school groups, from what I presume.
From what you presume. I still feel like this is like a fear piece on the Utah article. The article was written from a source in Utah, I believe, and I think that they are just getting their panties in a bunch thinking that this could actually happen. And yeah, it is one of those things where, Danny, can you imagine if there was a satanic group that met after school in your kid's school?
Mm.
Like, what?
I thought
whose
it was
kids would go there.
Well, the
kids would get ostracized.
Yeah, well, the goths would go.
Health goths.
Some of the cool
the goth kids.
Some of the cool kids
goths
would probably go. You know, now in these
the
days, a lot of people go just as a joke,
bridge.
Right? They could go vape at the Satan club.
Yeah,
I see this as a fun after school program, and I think that even get a lot of kids to go. Yeah,
idea.
It's a good idea.
So, Tyson, there's a website, afterschoolsatan.com. You can go and check it out. They have sort of like a hype video. I tried to watch it. It's pretty disturbing. I mean, predictably, not a lot of facts. Okay. They're just sort of like a red filter on a bunch of creepy shots here. There's also a frequently asked questions section of their website, and I tried to get some ideas about what's going on here, but the frequently asked questions section was really not helpful.
Okay, so it's a pretty vague thing.
Where do I find an after school Satan club near me? It says active after school Satan clubs will be listed on our Find a Club page. Please check back for updates. So there's really not any, you know, hard facts here.
Active clubs right
they
now.
They should say how to find an after school Satan club. It should just say consult a Ouija board.
Yeah.
Wouldn't that be a better way to do it? Get a legit Satan club?
Yeah, I think so. I think so. And they're arguing that, you know, Satanism should be legal. And they want to know, do you think it's best to keep religion out of schools? That's one of the frequently asked questions. They said yes, but the worst case scenario is that when the religion is allowed in the schools, it's an environment in which one religious voice enjoys the exclusive benefit of delivering the teachings to the children. So that's what's going on.
Their main push is to separate church and state 100%.
Yes. So that's what's going on. And there are a couple of after school Satan clubs already available. And there is one at Chase Street Elementary in Panorama City, not too far from me.
Get your kids
there. Okay.
Yeah.
It sounds like somebody's got to do some field research here.
And also, Tyson and Danny, there is one in Salt Lake City, Utah at the Vista Elementary School.
Too far away.
Wow.
Okay.
My kid gets all his Satan learnings in my basement.
Mm.
We have, I teach lessons.
Yeah. Well,
Beelzebub.
Finally, if none of those locations are good for you, there is a book available at shopsatan.com. The Satanic Children's Big Book of Activities.
Okay.
So that's exciting.
So there is a Satanic Children's Book available to check that out. I should probably get off of shopsatan.com. I think that's probably one that I don't need in my internet search history. Yeah. Okay. All right. And then let's do some updates on some Pokemon stories going on this week.
Let's do it.
Pokemon AF. I feel like we need a jingle for Pokemon AF, but we'll go.
I think Pokemon's going to be out before we can get a jingle created.
Well, no, they just got you, Tyson.
They did get me, but it's still on its way out.
Yeah.
Is this story about everybody's trying to sue them and stuff now?
Why?
Well, people were pretty disenchanted with the tech support from Pokemon Go, and people have been trying to demand their money back because of all the glitches. So... And if you look, people have been giving like lots of 1-star reviews, and I think Pokemon Go on some stores is like a 1.5 star out of 5 stars.
Oh no!
Yeah,
People are being too hard on Pokemon Go.
People are being really hard on Pokemon Go. I'm gonna check and see if I have any Pokemons in my bedroom right now.
Yeah. Are people expecting too much out of Pokemon Go?
Well, I mean, it's a very complex app, game, whatever. I think that you got to be patient. These people who are releasing updates are trying to make the game as best they can. And so you just have to give them some time, you know, to hear your feedback and to iron out some of the wrinkles.
Okay? Do you work for Pokemon Go?
I just want Pokemon Go to know that I am available if they need a spokesman.
Yeah.
I'm not cheap, though. I'm pretty expensive. And so, yes, I do not work for them, Tyson. Not yet.
Not yet.
All right, let's start off with a story about two really terrible people. An Arizona couple abandoned their 2-year-old son to go out and play Pokemon Go for a day.
Yeah, that's...
People abandon babies all the time for different reasons.
Yeah, that's pretty
bad. It's one of those reasons to go play Pokemon Go.
Yeah, well... I wonder, you know, it's worth it if you get a good high score player or Pokemon, you know, hatch a couple eggs, get to a gym, maybe take it over. I mean, your kid should understand that or appreciate it.
It
at least
sounds like you also play Pokemon Go, Danny.
I feel like I should. I know a lot about it because, as you know, I'm trying to get a job there as a spokesman, so I do read up on it from time to time.
Yeah.
Tyson, these parents abandoned their 2-year-old child to go drive 90 minutes away to a place that had a bunch of pokey stops. They felt like that they needed to go check out this good Pokemon place. Mm. So they just left their baby home alone for the day.
Why can't they take their baby with them? I mean, you see pokies playing all the time.
No, they just left the baby outside.
I watched the family yesterday with a stroller and everything. That's crazy, dude. In Arizona, too?
Yeah. It was very hot. They said the baby was red-faced, sweaty, and dirty by the time the sheriff's office came.
That's crazy to me.
Tyson, do you take Bergen with you?
I tried not to be on my phone very much around Bergen if I can help it. So, usually no.
Okay.
Let me ask you guys this.
Better than these people.
About this couple. Do you think they really went to go do Pokemon Go, or do you think that the Pokemon Go is just like, were they out like at some like swinger party the entire day, and then they thought that maybe there might be a little more lenient, like, oh, we were out playing Pokemon like everybody is doing. No. It's such a craze.
I saw their pictures. They were playing Pokemon Go.
Okay. Another Pokemon story going on is that Pokemon Go has been completely blocked in South Korea, but users discover that 20 miles from the North Korea-South Korea border, there's a glitch that's allowing people to be playing the game. And because of this, special buses have been chartered out of Seoul that routinely sell out seats to take people to the area where there's a glitch in the Matrix, Danny. Tyson, is this a trap?
It's a trap. Yeah, it's a trap. I mean, even if it's only a trap by Pokemon Go, it's definitely a trap. But it is weird that there's a glitch and the Korean governments do nothing about it, right?
Yeah. So you think it's intentional?
It's either intentional or they just don't care. But it seems like it's generating some source of revenue for the country or for that city. So, I mean, it sounds like it's good for that one location.
Okay. And then one other Pokemon story. This is from USmagazine.com is reporting Pokemon baby names are on the rise. Their baby center is saying that Pokemon names include Eevee, Onix, and Roselia. They have jumped up thousands of spots on the baby name list this year.
Wow.
Tyson.
Wow.
If Bergen was born in 2016... would she have a Pokemon name?
Yes, I'm opening Pokemon right now to choose a name from the list of Pokemons that I've already caught.
Okay, so if you have a second baby, will it have a Pokemon name?
If we have a second baby, it'll be between Bellsprout, Caterpie, Charmeleon.
Yeah, that's a good one.
All these are good.
Diglett.
That's a beautiful name.
Yep.
Yeah.
That's either gender.
Ghastly.
Yeah. Okay.
Growlithe or Hitmonchan.
Hitmonchan.
Beautiful.
Yeah.
That just rolls off the tongue.
Yeah.
Or Kabuto.
Baby Center claims the rise is due to the fact that almost half of its users play Pokemon Go and that many pregnant women are millennials and have an affinity for 90s nostalgia.
So they only have an affinity for it because they didn't grow up during it.
I do want to issue a warning to our pregnant listeners who are outside playing the Pokemon. You want to make sure to stay away from any areas that have lots of reported mosquitoes. And
stay away from Florida.
So be careful outside playing the Pokemon Go. Stay away from the mosquitoes. Tyson, are there any Pokemon that are mosquito-inspired that pregnant women should be sure to stay away from?
Yeah, probably, but I haven't got to them. I can just see their outlines.
Okay. Danny, is it possible that maybe we should be looking to the Pokemon Go in terms of capturing any Zika virus-infested mosquitoes? Should the scientists be out there trying to catch them with different Pokeball?
Yes.
Well, I think that science should be working on Pokeballs to capture things. You know, that would be step one, a real life Pokeball. Think how awesome that would be. But I think mostly what they should do is just fly planes over these places with lots of mosquitoes and just drop a ton of hardcore DEET or whatever it is they use to kill mosquitoes with. That would probably be more effective and realistic.
Danny, will you be going down to any mosquito-laden area with your drone and be backing into the mosquitoes with your drone once it's operational again?
When I fly my drone through heavy insect areas, it comes back very bloody and squashed with many bugs.
Yes.
So
so I try not to do
more
that.
More drones. Okay. The drones could take out.
All right. Danny, we have some updates.
Yeah. Yes, updates. I've got great updates, guys. Exciting news. Breaking news.
Ooh. Yeah, some breaking news AF news. Okay. Touching on some stories that we reported on previously, Danny, why don't you start with an update on the inventor of the Scarlett Johansson look-alike robot?
Guys, the day has come when everyone can find love.
Finally.
And this is all comes down to Ricky Ma, who is releasing instructions on how to build your own Scarlett Johansson look-alike droid.
Okay.
He's a hero.
Tyson, were you waiting for the instructions to build your own Scarlett Johansson lookalike robot?
I actually was on the beta test program.
Oh, good.
And so I have a robot, but it does not look like ScarJo.
Mm.
But I think they've worked out all the kinks. Yeah, I think that is perfect. That's just what we wanted. So, I have
looks
a goofy
like
looking robot. Yeah, Arnold Schwarzenegger. It looks like Short Circuit.
Now you're going to need a lot of money though.
Yeah, how much
to do this? So it doesn't have it in dollars, and I'm not going to do the currency exchange. But you'll need 37,000 pounds. British pounds to build this from scratch. So you're going to have a lot of money. That's probably
enough
money. Yeah,
but post-Brexit, I mean,
Brexit,
the pound
that's
is
only
depressed,
like $30,
right?
$30, yeah.
Well,
$30, $40
either
bucks.
Way, this is probably enough money to bring in a real woman from another country.
Mm.
So, I mean, you're going to have to weigh the pros and cons of both. You could have the ScarJo robot. You know, that's ScarJo. And it's a very obedient robot. Or you bring in a bride from another country. So, I mean, it's really up to you.
Now, also, Danny, if I recall correctly, the Scarlett Johansson robot that this man built did not have legs. Does the new instruction manual include a lower half of the torso?
Still in development.
You know what? I think that for some people, it's exciting to keep the robot with the mechanical-looking bottom because that's kind of, you know, that's exciting.
She
that's
can't
different.
Leave also.
Yeah, she can't run away, which is what I think that's exactly what the robot would do once it becomes self-aware. It will definitely flee from your residence.
Yes, yes.
So you don't want to give it legs because the first thing it'll do when it has legs is leave you. Just like everybody else in your life if you're paying for a Scarlett Johansson robot.
Yeah, Adam Siegel in our chat wrote, I got ripped off. My robot looks like Jake Johansson.
Oh.
That's the inferior
that's
model.
That's bummer.
Okay.
Yeah, be careful in ordering.
We would like one of our listeners to purchase this and see how easy it is so that everybody else can kind of get an idea.
Yes, that would be perfect. Danny, and one other update you have for us about we did a story a few months back about a big fad going on in China where people were inviting strippers to come to funeral services because, of course, it's a great honor to have more and more people come to your funeral. And so one of the things that they were doing, much like fraternity rush parties, was, okay, well, let's get strippers at the funeral to really cook the books and really crank up the numbers at these funerals.
You know, these articles are the kind that have really made me think and rethink how my funeral is going to be. But someone in China, we have lots of listeners in China, and it seems like our prayers were answered. Someone actually went out and filmed one of these stripper funerals. So I, you know, this is an update in the sense that if you want to see the stripper funeral, you can go and watch footage of women gyrating next to a cask, which is lots of men's fantasies.
See, this wasn't how I imagined it. I thought that it would be like, hey, it's a funeral, casket over here. And then on the main stage, we've got the strip club going on. I didn't think that they were actually doing the lap dance on the casket, but it seems like from these pictures and video that is exactly what's going on.
Yeah. And, you know, I think that they're going to probably start selling coffins with poles.
Yeah.
Right? Wouldn't that be the next step? And then maybe the corpse will be frozen with dollar bills in his hands, poking out of two holes in the coffin, you know, to put
him
in the waistband.
That's really weird. Because when I pictured this story, I thought that they were just hiring these women because they were known to show up to events for money. And then they would just sit in the audience. I didn't realize they were actually giving lap dances to the corpses.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, they're
giving lap dances to the corpses.
Yeah.
I know what you're saying. It's like one step away from giving a lap dance to the corpse.
Yeah. Also, Tyson, what do you think of the fact that in the video, the strippers are doing their strip tease set to Maroon 5?
Yeah, they're my favorite band, Adam Levine. The thing is that China...
Yes. Mm-hmm. Do you want to hear a clip from this? Let me see how this plays.
That's a funeral.
Funeral.
Just the music alone at a funeral sounds wrong.
Yeah. She had moves like Jagger.
Moves
like Jagger. Yeah, I think, you know, the music-wise, China's a little bit behind the U.S. because they get their music. I think we slow boat ship it to them, so it takes a couple months.
On a junket?
All right.
Yeah, on a junket.
All right. That's all the news AF we have for you guys this week. Of course, we encourage our listeners to leave us some honest feedback, not unlike people do for Pokemon Go. On the iTunes store, go to newsaf.news to visit our page on iTunes where you can leave us some feedback. Tyson, do we have any new reviews this week?
Heck yeah, we do. Getting it right here.
Of course, you can send us your News AF stories all week long as well. Tips at newsaf.news. If you see News AF happening, make sure to let us know about it. Tips at newsaf.news. And of course, we'll be back again live next week when News AF is Tuesday AF at about noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific, here on the Robinson Podcast Facebook page or on our YouTube channel on YouTube. Tyson.
I'm ready.
Ready. Ready to go. Okay.
Are you ready?
We are ready.
Okay, here we go. So, Fantastic AF, 5-star. Rob, Danny, and Tyson provide their hilarious and in-depth analysis of all things news. If you're not entertained and laughing while listening, you're headed straight to the galactic salt mines.
Yes. So that's good. That was a good review.
Yeah, that was a
our
good
news
review.
We get deep. Yes. So deep, put your head to sleep.
Yes, that's right. All right.
Your head or your butt?
If we go on long enough, everybody's butt will be asleep. Okay.
Yes.
Hashtag today. What do you got, Tyson?
Oh, you're putting it all on me, huh?
I put it all on you. Danny can jump in as well with the steel. What did we talk about? We talked about, of course, the crystal meth donuts.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Talked about that terrible restaurant in Toronto. We have Cheeto burritos. The bottle deposit scam, the Jedi religion, we talked about the satanic educating with Satan.
I like that one, but yes. I don't know. Hashtag educating with Satan.
Yeah.
That's the satanic maybe daycare. A little too risque.
Yeah. We talked about those huge nut loads, which were being stolen. Talked about
stolen nut loads. Yeah. Do we want to do stolen nut loads?
If anybody wants to talk about that, then feel free to use that hashtag. All right. Tyson is on Twitter at Tyson Apostle. Danny is also favoriting your tweets on Twitter as well at Danny Bryson. No update in terms of me being verified yet from Twitter. They're still mulling it over.
Have you emailed them?
I did. We did. So no word yet to see what's going on.
Why don't we should try and get the hashtag to be from one of our most popular stories. The poop cafe was the most requested story of the week.
So what do you want to make the hashtag?
Hashtag poop cafe.
Poop cafe. I think that people probably don't want to be putting that hashtag out there.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So what do you think?
I don't know. I don't know, Tyson. Some weeks that there's some weeks we'll just leave it up to you guys. Whatever you're okay. comfortable with. All right.
Yeah.
So great job once again. Make sure you subscribe to the YouTube channel if you like getting the replay or watching the replay of these shows. We'll be back again next week to talk about it all with you here on News AF. Take care, everybody. Bye.